Welcome to The Journey, Season 2. This is a collection of short videos to help you on your journey with Jesus. We want to answer the question, I've received Jesus as my Savior, now what? Recently down in England, on the Dorset coast, at a place called Durtle Door, it's an archway that's 70 feet above the sea, there were three young men that walked out on there intent on jumping from the archway down into the sea. The seas around Britain are very cold waters, and as soon as you hit those waters, you lose your breath. They're deep waters that they were jumping into, and of course, they were jumping a long distance. But to get there, they had to go past signs that said, warning, do not do this. But these young men disregarded truth. They jumped. They had to come with and airlift those young men out of there, and they jumped at the risk of their lives. You know, there's great danger to somebody that trespasses truth. The great adversary to a believer is Satan. And Satan is the one that encourages us to try to get us to go beyond truth. But truth is what protects us from error. In the story in the Garden of Eden, when Eve was tempted by Satan, Satan came and he tried to get Eve to trespass, and he succeeded. But it tells us in the story in Genesis chapter 3, verse 2, that after Satan asked if they could eat of the trees of the garden, the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now Eve started out kind of well. She added to what God said. God had said, ye shall not eat of it. Eve felt restricted by that. She said, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. But she would have been victorious if she would have just said, you know what? God said not to eat of that tree. Jesus succeeded against the temptation of Satan by every time saying, it is written. This is truth. You can see that story in Luke chapter 4. One of the great lies that Satan has is that Jesus is not God. Islam teaches that Jesus is not God. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons teach that Jesus is not God. And yet the Bible very clearly says that Jesus Christ is God, and truth is what protects us from danger. The Bible says it in many ways, but let me share some of the ways that the Word of God teaches the deity of Jesus Christ. We know that God is the Creator. The Bible says that Jesus is the Creator. It says that in John chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, and Hebrews chapter 1. In the passage in Colossians in verse 16, it says, for by him, Jesus, were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. All we have to do is go back in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, where it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we stop and we think, Jesus created, God created, Jesus created all things, Jesus Christ is God. And then we see in the Word of God that Jesus is worshipped. And yet in the Ten Commandments, the first two commandments have to do with not worshiping anybody other than God. God is God alone, and you're not to have idols, and you're not to bow down to idols. And yet in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 16, God the Father gives an interesting command. It says, again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Jesus Christ is worshipped at his birth by the wise men or as a two-year-old. He is worshipped by those that he heals. He's worshipped by Mary after his resurrection. He's worshipped by the apostles at his ascension. In Hebrews, God commands the angels to worship him. And in the book of Revelation, when you see him in glory, he is worshipped. The fact that he is worshipped shows that he is God. And then Jesus forgives sins, but who can forgive sins but God only? And yet the Bible says in Matthew 9, verse 2, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. It was just as easy for the Lord Jesus Christ to look at that man who had a greater problem than the fact that he was paralytic. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Praise God, today if you want to go to the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, you can, because Jesus Christ is God. He's the Savior that died and paid the complete price for your sin, and he's the one that can forgive you of your sins. The fact that he forgives sins shows that he is God. Jesus claimed to be God. In Philippians 2, verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. It would be robbery for you or I to say, I am equal with God. That is to steal God's glory, because I am not God and you are not God, but Jesus Christ is God. In fact, he said to his disciple, Philip, Philip, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Again, he would rob God of his glory unless he is who he claimed to be, and that is God. And then Jesus is eternal. In Micah 5:2, a prophecy about the coming of the Messiah, who is Jesus Christ, it says, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the nations, yet out of thee shall he come forth him whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." There's false religions like Jehovah's Witnesses that teach that Jesus Christ is created at his birth. Jesus Christ was not created at his birth. Jesus Christ became a man at his birth. Jesus Christ is from of old, from everlasting, because Jesus Christ is God. And then Jesus' name, his very name, is Emmanuel, which is God with us. The Bible says in Matthew 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted as God with us. Praise God today. There's wonderful truth that God has given. As Satan comes and he encourages us to trespass over the truth that says, no, this is true, be careful, don't go there. Satan would seek us to go to a place where Jesus Christ is not God. Islam, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness. Don't trespass truth. Remember, Jesus is God.